Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Let's lift our hands to heaven and give Him all the praise. The Him being Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha, Omega, beginning, the end. Lift your hands, lift your voices together. Give Him praise. Call Him every name you know Him to be. If you call Him Lifter, you are right. You call Him Rapha, you are right. You call Him Restorer, you are right. Shalina Sabranti Malantos Kibradigi Belene Kaparadus Yata. Ralina and Tesile Marako Shagrati Makasubariantadich. Someone give Jesus quality thanks. Acknowledge Him. His mighty hand in our midst. Shemalana Malakaparados Salebrendegebelakaporus. Thank Him for tonight, because it's a defining moment for your destiny. To draw from you again, we've come to draw from you again. Chapter 16 and verse 24. We'll pray just one prayer and then we'll be seated. 16:24, John. Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. He says, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Cry and say, Father, I came tonight that my joy may be full. I came tonight for my joy to be full. Go ahead and pray. On account of my healing tonight, my joy will be full. On account of direction tonight, my joy will be full. I can't leave this place crying the way I came. Someone go ahead and pray. I ask that my joy may be full. I ask that my joy may be full. Hitherto you have asked for nothing. Ask that you may receive, so that your joy may be full. Shalende barantos kibalakos yata. One more minute, you're asking in faith. Emalantos saligebelenekosia. Visit me that my joy may be full. Change my story that my joy may be full. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Father, we pray that you will move among us tonight in such a mighty and spectacular way. I pray, O God, for the sake of a willing heart, visit us. For the sake of a believing heart, visit us. For the sake of a crying heart, visit us. For the sake of a bleeding heart, visit us. For the sake of a hopeless situation, visit us. For the sake of prophecy, visit us. For the sake of your mercy, visit us. For the sake of your power, visit us. For the sake of your love, visit us. For the sake of your name, visit us. In the name of Jesus, let everyone leave rejoicing. Let everyone leave jumping. Let everyone leave leaping for joy. If you believe this, shout a loud amen. Turn to someone by your left and right and tell them, welcome to your season of testimonies. Welcome to your moment of testimonies. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. On behalf of Jesus, I welcome you to our miracle service for the month of March. Celebrate Jesus like you are full of faith. Celebrate Jesus like you are full of conviction. Celebrate Jesus like you came to receive. Celebrate Jesus like you want to get the devil angry. Hallelujah. Amen. I assure you in Jesus' name that you will not leave this place the way you came. Amen. You believe that? Shout amen. Amen. So God bless you. You're welcome, Reverend Akila. God bless you again. Always an honor to have you in our midst. Let's celebrate Reverend Akila. Hallelujah. Let's give our online family a big God bless you. I know we always tell them welcome, but please, from every city to every city, every nation to every nation, you are welcome. This is Koinonia. Let's give them a big hand clap one more time. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? Are you angry enough to receive? Hungry enough to receive? Determined enough to receive? Insistent enough to receive? Hallelujah. It won't delay again. That is a prophetic word for someone. It won't delay again. In the name of Jesus. I'm not saying it to everybody, but I just had that in my spirit. It won't delay again. It won't delay again. It won't delay again. I speak it to you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. It won't delay again. Whatever the it means to you, it won't delay again. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It won't delay again. For someone, it means even before the end of the service, your manifestation arrives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be seated. When you want to build your faith, forget about your situation and take time to study who God is. Looking at your situation will not build your faith. But when you take your eyes away from your situation and you meditate on God, you meditate on His power, you meditate on His ability, something happens to you. His ability, the revelation of it, swallows up every fear, swallows up every doubt, swallows up every concern, and brings you to a point where you can see that God is able to do this. Dwelling on your problems while wishing they change will not get the solution to you. Dwelling on your problems while wishing they change is not the way it works. You take your eyes away from the problem and look to Jesus. Are we together? And allow that revelation of Him to grow within your inside. Your spirit man becomes full of that reality. Once that happens, fear dies. Once that happens, doubt dies. It won't happen immediately, but as you keep beholding, something happens eventually, and you see that your problem begins to shrink. Begins to shrink. God will do you good tonight in Jesus' name. All right, so let's get to the business of the night. It's a miracle service. The name must answer in your life. Tonight is one of such nights that your amen matters to your receiving. Yeah. Hallelujah. God has ordained this house to be a house of encounters. He has ordained it for us to be a house of solution. Solutions, a house of answers. It is by the election of grace we have been given the rare privilege to steward His power, to steward answers. You hear testimony upon testimony of changed lives. It is not because we are sufficient in ourselves. The Bible says our sufficiency is of God, who has made us able ministers, not after the letter, but the spirit, for the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 or Psalms 20 now, when you read from verse 1 and 2, it says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. It says, the name of the God of Jacob defend you. The key verse is verse 2. It says, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen you from out of his Zion. So the sanctuary is a place of help. When God wants to help a man, he can bring you into the sanctuary. He says, when I came into the house of the Lord, then understood I. When you come to the sanctuary, it's beyond the gathering of God's people. God is in the midst of her. Are we together? The Bible says the Lord in the midst of his people is mighty. And because of his presence, there are many possibilities that happen when we are gathered. Healings happen because he's there. Are we together? Miracles happen because he's there. Breakthroughs happen. Restorations happen. And sometimes they happen so suddenly, so cheaply, and all that is credited to his presence and his power. I assure you that God is here tonight, and he's here because he knew you would come. He knew you would connect, and he's come to visit you. You're ready? Say amen. Amen. So just to charge our hearts, and then we'll begin to pray. I wrote here that supernatural answers and solutions do not just appear. Many desire supernatural answers. Many desire supernatural solutions, financial solutions, miraculous solutions in the area of health, direction, several areas in their lives. But for you to know that there is a theology to the supernatural. The miraculous does not just happen. Supernatural answers, supernatural solutions do not just happen. They do not just appear. I wrote here that they are spiritual reactions. That means they are effects of engaging specific spiritual keys. The first thing I want you to know tonight, that the supernatural and the miraculous does not just happen. It does not just respond to desire, in as much as desire is an important component in experiencing the supernatural. If all you have to experience the supernatural is desire, you may be disappointed. It takes beyond desire. It takes more than desire to experience the miraculous, to experience the supernatural. Are we following? That the supernatural is a reaction. It is an effect that is caused by engaging specific spiritual keys. There are specific spiritual keys, meaning something plus something plus something equals breakthrough. Something plus something plus something equals healing. Something plus something plus something equals speed. Are we together? Something plus something plus something equals deliverance. To just desire the end product without understanding the dynamics would be to see something from afar that you may never possess, you may never experience. And my assignment tonight is to guide you as we prepare to pray, to show you once again the dynamics that lead from expectations to testimony, the dynamics that lead from desire or prophecy to its manifestation. If you're understanding me so far, say amen. Amen. The supernatural and the miraculous is an interplay of a number of spiritual factors. The supernatural, the miraculous, is an interplay of a number of spiritual factors. And for the purpose of this miracle service, I'll run through five of them. Five factors that weave themselves. It's a beautiful tapestry of five vital spiritual factors that translate to the miraculous in any ramification whatsoever. Meaning that if you understand and engage these five factors, it doesn't matter what issue of concern it is, at the end of it, you have an assurance in the name of Jesus that you will end up with a testimony. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Factor number one, heartfelt prayers. The first factor upon which the supernatural lies or depends on is heartfelt prayer. James 5:15, the Bible says, for instance, the prayer, it says, confess your 15, not 16, James 5:15, media, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith, this is an example. You want supernatural healing. The Bible says you can pray your way to healing. You can pray believing. You can pray expecting. Are we together? men can pray themselves into the supernatural. Heartfelt prayer. Show me a man who is given to prayer. Show me a man who maximizes every prayer opportunity. Show me a man who has a revelation of prayer and obtains grace to engage the same. I show you a man who will not be far from the miraculous. I show you a man who will not be far from the supernatural. That means a miracle service is a prayer meeting. Are we together? Every miracle service that must produce must capture within it prayer sessions. It is in the place of prayer we receive. Mark 11:24. Jesus speaking said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, not when ye want, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest them and ye shall have them. So receiving is usually in the place of prayer. Are you following so far? That means for every prayer point that will be coming and for every moment to pray, you have prayed before, and whilst we minister, every moment of prayer is your moment to experience the miraculous, and you must be prepared to engage it with understanding. If you're following, say amen. 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 Being part of your prayer too, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So every opportunity to connect through prayer is also an opportunity to receive. I like you to see prayer like a fuse being connected to a socket. You know how a wall socket, as you connect, you plug in and you can switch it on and power can flow to power whatever gadget. That's how prayer is. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that has come to derail you so that you waste opportunities to receive through nonchalance whilst we are praying, I cast that spirit already out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I receive grace to pray and pray and pray. One more time, say, I receive grace to pray and pray and pray. For the last time, say, I receive grace to pray and pray and pray. I receive grace to pray. Meaning I receive grace to receive my answers. Because if you can pray, the miraculous cannot be far from a man who is prayerful. The supernatural cannot be far from a man who is prayerful. When Satan wants to rob you of an opportunity to experience supernatural answers, please listen, he wants to rob you of an opportunity to experience supernatural solutions. Among the many schemings and strategies, it will be to weaken your prayer life through discouragement, to weaken your prayer life through offense, or to make you perceive prayer as a casual activity. And then you don't connect, you don't plunge in, and you don't receive. But that will not be your testimony. Number two, the supernatural and the miraculous depends on the word. The second factor that is responsible as an equation that leads to the manifestation of supernatural answers is the word. Luke 5, please, from verse 15 to 17. The word, in addition to prayer, the Bible says, speaking about the lepers now, but so much more, went the fame of him abroad, and great multitudes came together to hear him. Not the lepers, really, it was his crusade. To hear him, listen, and to be healed of him. They came to hear and then to be healed. Verse 16, we're reading to 17. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and there prayed. Now read 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was, there were Pharisees and doctors who were sitting, which were come from every town of Galilee and Judea, Jerusalem, and the power of God, as he was teaching, the power of God was present, not as the service started, as he was teaching. So as the word of God comes, Habakkuk chapter 3, 3 and 4 says, in that light, that sun-like splendor is the hiding place of his power. His power hides in his light. In that sun-like brightness, as the word of God is coming, as the entrance of it comes with light, within that light is the hiding place of his power. Are we learning now? You cannot experience the miraculous if you do not stay to receive the word. Receiving the word is like receiving a tray. I've made these illustrations many times in Koinonia. Let me try it one last time. You know, if you want to serve someone his meal, you can put maybe a plate, the main course, other supporting whatever it is, fruits, and then water, and then juices. Usually you hold everything in a tray. Am I right on that? And you serve the person. So as you receive the tray, you are receiving your main course, you are receiving water, you are receiving whatever. That's how the word is. The word of God is pregnant. Pregnant with infinite possibilities. The one who receives the word has received potential for healing, because the Bible calls the word a seed, and it is that it is a seed incorruptible. It lives and abides, and it is not a seed that takes time to grow, because it is quick and powerful. Other seeds may wait for months and weeks, but the word can work a miracle in one moment. You can receive that seed and the harvest can come the next. That's what makes it quick and powerful. Shout, I receive. Yes. You are receiving the word. Now say, I receive. Yes. Earlier on you said you will pray. Now say, I receive. Yes. The word. Praise God. The one who ignores the word will most likely not experience the supernatural. What is contained in God's word? His commitment towards you. The word of God reveals to you the extent of God's commitment. The word of God reveals to you the modus operandi, the system God has created for your receiving. The word of God is a manifesto of his integrity. It captures within it what he is able to do and how he does it. What he is able to do and how he does it. Listen, the word of God does not just capture what God is able to do. The word of God also captures how he does it. If you know what he can do and you do not know how he does it, you will not experience the miraculous. So don't just learn what God can do. You must know how he does it. It is true that God can heal, but how does he heal? It is true that God prospers, but how does he prosper? Are we learning now? It is true that God can restore, but how does he restore? You see, a believer who prays alone will get to know by inspiration what God can do. But a believer who does not study the word will not understand how God does it. Are we together now? The word of God reveals his ways, his methods. He said, I am the way. Then it leads to truth. Then it ministers life. Someone say, I receive. What you are learning right now is the word. The teaching of God's word is coming to prepare your heart, to prepare you as you receive. For most people, they know what God can do, but they've not taken time to learn how he does it. There is a way this mic works. I know that it can amplify my voice. It can help me speak from this point to thousands of people, tens and hundreds of thousands by reason of the airwaves. Are we together? Potentially millions of people. Just amplifying this mic, but I need to know how it works. I can hold the mic and not know how to operate it. Are we together? And then keep shouting and frustrating myself, whereas programmed within this mic is an ability to amplify my voice. One of the greatest prayer a believer can pray is to know his ways. To know his ways. He showed his ways to Moses, but to the nation of Israel, they saw his acts. An encounter with the word is an encounter with the opportunity to experience the miraculous. Luke chapter 6, please, and verse 17. Luke 6, 17. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he came down to them, the Bible says, and he stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, a great multitude of people from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon. The Bible says all of them came to hear him and to be healed. Can you see that particularly receiving healing is connected to the hearing of faith? If you came here trusting God for healing, I'm showing you the key now. The key is not just to wait for anointing, anointing, anointing. Anointing will come, but there is the hearing of faith. Are we together? So as you hear, the Bible says they came to hear him and then to be healed of their diseases. Praise the name of the Lord. This is very powerful. So when you encounter the word of God, when it is taught, when it is explained with grace, with utterance, you receive it. One more time, shout, I receive. I receive. Say, I receive. I receive the word. Number three, The third factor that is responsible for manifesting the supernatural, manifesting the miraculous, is called worship. Heartfelt worship. Heartfelt worship. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. We'll read 13 and 14. I've given you the key of prayer. I've given you the key of the word. And now we look at worship. It came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. The Bible says, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. It says that the house was filled with a cloud. Watch this. It was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of that cloud. And the glory, the Shekinah of God, filled that house on account of worship. Worship is directly responsible for the manifestation of the presence of God. And I've taught you that the presence of God as revealed to the believer is threefold. There is what we call his omnipresence, God's ability to be everywhere. The psalmist said, where can I hide from your presence? Whether it's in heaven, in hell, everywhere you are there. There is his presence that is manifested when two or three are gathered in his name. It says, for when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in their midst. There is a third dimension of his presence called his Shekinah. We call it his manifested presence. He comes to move. He comes to heal. He comes to bless. And that is by his spirit. Are we together? The Bible says, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Heartfelt worship. John chapter 2, please. From Acts chapter 16, my apologies, Acts 16, from verse 25 and 26. Remember Paul and Silas, they were at the prison, and the Bible says, while they were bound hand and feet, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. There we see our prayer again. Then it says, in addition to prayer, they sang praises unto God. I like this. For your name is great, and greatly to be praised. Imagine a prisoner singing this. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. Without the ability to clap, without the ability to dance and stamp your feet, but knowing the power that is contained in heartfelt praise, in heartfelt worship. And then the Bible says, give it to us please. The jailers heard them. Everyone in the prison heard them, so they didn't just murmur it. And suddenly, there will always be a suddenly when worship goes forth. There will always be a suddenly when praise goes forth. Even tonight, who is learning? You've spent time praying. That means you should be looking out for suddenlies, sudden miracles, sudden testimonies, sudden breakthroughs. It says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, I like this, when it is God, it doesn't take time, immediately, all doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. I used to focus on the doors alone until I read it again. If the doors are open and you are bound, it will do you no good. Are we together? Because Lazarus' door was already open, but he was still bound and he was kept there. So it's one thing for the door to be open, but it's another thing for your chains to be loose. Tonight, both will happen to you. The door will be open. The chains. Is someone believing with me that the chains will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ? That's what I believe. Heartfelt worship. When you cry before the Lord in worship, when you sing songs and sing praises, the Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. You can enter any king's gate with thanksgiving. Not just King Jesus, any king, even through the world of men. Hallelujah. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. It says, come before him with singing. Come before him with singing. Come before him with singing. So tonight, when we raise songs of worship, we are not trying to wax an album here. We are programming a climate. We are like spiritual rainmakers. We are sending an incense of worship to program a climate of favor and victory. Who is learning now? Make sure you don't just keep quiet and fold your arms. When you hear us singing songs of praise and worship, no matter how short, participate. Participate can be the key that opens your door. So imagine with me a door that you have to turn three times. The first turn is prayer. The second turn is the word. And you stop there for the third one, the door is still closed. Why don't you add the third turn so that it opens up for you? Who is learning? Say, I will sing. I will praise. I will worship. One more time. Say, I will sing. I will praise. I will worship. Make sure these keys do not just serve you tonight. That for the rest of your life, you incorporate them as part of the spiritual systems that connect directly to the supernatural. So every time you are in desperate need of the hand of God, the manifestation of the miraculous and the supernatural, these are the keys. Number one, prayer. Two, the word. Three, worship. The woman, remember, who gave the testimony here, very beautiful testimony. She said she called her children, they prayed and they worshiped. Worship is powerful. Even idols want worship. They want songs. Unbelievers and all kinds of idol worshippers, they spend hours chanting and singing around idols. Hallelujah. What do you do in worship? You acknowledge his power. What do you do in worship? You acknowledge his supremacy. What do you do in worship? You provoke his hand. Are we together now?
Babu wani kamar ka, ya Yesu, babu wani kamar ka. Babu wani kamar ka, ya Yesu, babu wani kamar ka. Babu wani kamar ka.
Let me tell you this. Something happens to your spirit when worship touches you. If it doesn't touch you, it will not touch heaven. You can start like you are reciting a song. Do you know what happens in worship? The Lord is magnified in your heart, not on his throne. He doesn't need to be magnified. He fills all things and in all, but in your heart, because problems reduce the size, or they attempt to reduce the size of God. And sometimes God is in your heart, but he looks too small. You don't even bring him in the midst of that problem. Is someone learning now? So when you raise a song of worship, it's like blowing a balloon. This time around, it's not one that will burst. It's one that will expand and push everything that is not it out of your life. As he grows bigger, he pushes pain out. As he grows bigger in your heart, this is what happens in worship. As he grows bigger in your heart, the size of God in your heart is the size of your victory. Yes, sir. If you nurse a small God in your heart, you will not have testimonies. But if God is big in your heart, that comes by meditation, that comes by worship. And you see, worship is powerful because there is intelligence to worship. Whilst you are worshiping the Holy Spirit as a creative spirit, that's why sometimes he compels you to close your eyes. You know why? Because you don't need to be distracted. There is something you need to see beyond your neighbor. And sometimes you are lost in worship. You see yourself having, like Peter, looking at Jesus telling you, come. And you're saying, Lord, I can't come. There are bills. I can't come. There is a Red Sea. This is you lost in worship in the midst of thousands of people. But worship has journeyed you into a river where it's only you and the King of Kings. At the end of that worship, you will see him holding your hand, and you'll find out that you've crossed every Red Sea, you've gone through every storm successfully. Worship is powerful. Many people know how to pray, but they do not know how to add to their prayer worship.
Your glory is tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great. Awaken supernatural faith.
That's what is happening.
His glory tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great. Awaken supernatural faith.
In 1 minute, I'd like you to just in meditative, there's something we call meditative worship. Hold on, let me teach you something. There's something we call meditative worship. So you start by singing, and at a point you allow whatever worship you have to sing while the Holy Spirit takes you creatively into the realm of faith. There is a level of faith that comes. Sometimes you just keep quiet for a minute. You are not singing, but you are singing. You are actively participating. Are we together now? The Holy Spirit has gone past your mouth to your mind. He's doing a work. You are seeing how mighty God is. What is 1 billion that he cannot give you? What is cancer that he cannot dry out? Now, let me tell you the truth. Until you get to that realm, that thing will still look like a mountain. And then in the midst of it, the spirit of faith comes. And when the spirit of faith comes, you resume speaking. But this time around, you are not singing. You will begin to prophesy. You would have entered the prophetic level of worship. You will start singing things that were not part of the song. You are creating realities. These are levels in worship. You must learn to engage these dimensions. This is how victory comes. He said, bring me a minstrel. And as they played the minstrel, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, you shall not see wind. That was not a song. You shall not see rain. And yet, this valley shall be filled with water. Let me turn that to a prophecy for someone. You may not see wind. You may not see rain. But your valley will be filled with water. Filled with water. Filled with favor. Filled with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, please be seated. Heartfelt worship. Heartfelt worship. Listen, you are not a true worshiper if only your mouth participates in worship. When it has to do with worship, every part of you is said, bless the Lord. Talk to me, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Everything within you can bless his name. Your heart can bless his name. Your intellect can bless his name. Your body can bless his name. Ask the woman with the alabaster box. She broke the box and used her hair. Her hair participated in the worship. You are not truly blessing the Lord if only your voice is blessing him. That is an audition you are doing in his presence. But when it becomes true worship, sometimes your knees need to participate. Your hands lifted to him, participating. Your mouth, your tears, every part of you. Sometimes all of you is flat before him. What you are saying is from my head to my toe. Everything within me worships you. Do you know what? Let me tell you this. When you worship God with your body, your pain will be forced to worship him. The sickness in that body will be forced to worship. Because when you bow, everything in you bows. And then it now becomes his responsibility to ask pain, what are you doing here? To ask trouble, what are you doing here? When you carry your certificate and your bills, your problems, and lay it down and bow before him. Do you believe what you are hearing? Most times we use our mouth to bow before him. Then we leave our problems. Then when we are done, we go and carry them. I will never worship God alone. Whatever finds its way to my life, good or bad, you must join me. Trouble for you when I'm worshiping God. You must join me. Next time, we're about to worship for a few minutes. I'll carry those bills. Carry those troubles. Carry whatever issue. You can't be bowing and pain will wait outside. You can't be... If you came to my life, then you must worship my God. Whatever brought you to my life must join in worship. Say, I will worship. Say, I will sing. Say, I will praise. Join in worship. Because in heaven, I don't see anything that was exempted from worshiping. As soon as the elders say, holy, 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 the Bible says, if the elders take their golden crown, but the elders and every other entity in heaven bows. If heaven bows, what on earth should not bow? Tonight, you will force sickness to bow. You will force trouble to bow. Who believes that? Let me tell you the truth. Even with King Nebuchadnezzar, there were consequences for not bowing before a king. So if sickness does not bow, since Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into fire, whatever does not bow before King Jesus, there should be consequences. Are we together now? Even before an earthly king, whoever did not bow, do you know what happened? Fire was the result of not bowing. So anything that will not bow tonight, but this time is not seven times hotter. No, no, sir. No, sir. Who is learning this now? Believe what I'm telling you. You have to be angry with your spirit. Most of us, you just sing songs that don't bless you. It's not out of revelation. I'm sharing with you my orientation in worship. I don't just sing songs. I know they are weapons of victory. When I'm bowing, everything God gave me bows. Whatever the devil brought must join to bow too. Because we're bowing before the king. Not one of them. The king. Come on now. The king. The king.
Sir King Sarakuna. Ya na na, ya na, Sir King Sarakuna. Ya na na, Sir King Sarakuna. Ya na na, ya na na, Sir King Sarakuna.
In 1 minute before we continue, I'd like you to just take one song of worship. Find a song. Don't tell me I'm not a musician. It's only your mouth that sings. Your feet can worship without singing. I'd like you to just raise a song of worship. I exalt you, O God. Maybe you will sing it in your language. Yoruba is fine. Igbo is fine. Hausa is fine. Chinese is fine. Latino is fine. Come on now. English is fine. By all godly means, worship Him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Please go ahead and Shemalanto Salakata. I worship you. I praise you, I praise you, oh Lord. You're not wasting your time. I praise you, I praise you, oh Lord. In my life, Lord, I see what you're doing. One more time, Lord, I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. I want to give you 1 minute. Talk to him. You're worshiping. Instruments just flow softly and leave everyone with the maker for 1 minute. You're not wasting your time. I'm showing you a powerful secret. Some of you, as you are doing this, you will find out that that devil is going. Sickness going. That pain, you will not sense the symptom again. I'm telling you, again, I sense that there's healing that is flowing as we're doing this. Healing, supernatural healing. People with pain, I'm specifically hearing pain. You came here with pain. Now is your chance. There's an anointing in your worship. Following through the airwaves, participate. Even if you're in a hospital, go ahead. Now unto the King eternal, now unto the King immortal, the only wise God, invincible. Shabalana balada balabash, ratemalakata. 1 minute. This is a miracle service. Branta silamalaka baranto siata. Oh, that pain, you must join me in worshiping. Financial crisis, you must join me in worshiping. Delay, you must join me as I worship the King. You must join me. Take every problem you came here with. Let it join you in worship. Break that alabaster box before your King, your Maker. We bow and we worship you. 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 The King, the Almighty God, we worship you. Simale mani anamasi baladabosh. Elantosa brendegebele marakusieta. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Above all thrones and dominion, all power and positions. Your name stands above them all. Together like an orchestra. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above all. One more time, your name again. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your singing. Your name,
your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above all thrones and dominion, all power and position. Your name stands above them all.
Yes, Lord. Above sickness, above cancer, above the doctor's report, above eye condition, above damaged liver, damaged kidney, above the barren womb, above the negative situation, above curses, patterns, you are exalted above them all. 10 more seconds. I just sense that there's an anointing in this worship. Someone is being healed in this worship. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. Above all thrones and dominion, all power and possession. Your name stands upon. Exalted, lifted, majestic, all powerful. Blessings and honor, glory and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you believe what you are doing?
All powerful, all glorious, there's nothing like the name of Jesus. All powerful, all glorious, there's nothing like your name.
I'll sing it one more time and we're done.
All powerful, all glorious, there's nothing like the name of Jesus. All powerful, all glorious, there's nothing like the name.
Listen, if you came with any pain, your back or your knees, particularly just back and knees, please place your hand there. You came with pain in your back, there's such an anointing, I'm telling you. That holy presence is just moving. Many of you will see that in the glory, many miracles are happening. Once you create the atmosphere for the glory, place your hand, your back, or your knees. Anyone who came with pain, then in the name of Jesus, in this atmosphere of God's glory, I decree and declare, let the pain go now. Let the pain go now. For someone watching online, let the pain go now. He's taking the pain away in the name of Jesus. He inhabits the praises of his people. Now he's resting upon you like a hen rests upon her eggs. And everything that is not the planting of the Lord, let it give way now. You believe that? Shout a resounding amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you for sparing a few minutes to invest in worship. Key number one, as a recap, heartfelt prayer, building the atmosphere for the miraculous as an equation that programs the supernatural. Number two, the word. Number three, heartfelt worship. Are you ready for number four? The fourth factor that is responsible for scheduling the supernatural, the miraculous in my life and your life is called the prophetic. The prophetic. Psalm 107 and verse 20. The prophetic. I am helping to demystify the supernatural for you. That in as much as it is supernatural, there is a part of it that can be explained. And I'm showing you what leads to what leads to what leads to what. Are we together? The supernatural, the prophetic. Another word for it is the sent word. Please keep that scripture there. The Bible says he sent forth his word. He sent his word. He didn't just teach his word. There is the revealed word in the place of teaching. But this is the sent word, like a messenger. He sent his word. And that word was sent to heal. That word was sent to deliver. That word was sent to end destruction, to end calamity, to end shame. Are we together now? The prophetic is very powerful. There cannot be the miraculous if and when the prophetic does not add to all the other equations. There must be a moment in manifesting the miraculous where words are spoken, but this time around by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Are we learning now? John chapter 2, 7 and 8. Wine was scarce, and the Bible says, Mary came to them knowing how the miraculous happens. She says, pay attention to his speakings, not just his presence. I have brought you to his presence, but don't just dwell in his presence without intelligence. From his presence, words will come. And when you hear those words, be ready to embrace it. They were already in the presence of Jesus, and yet a miracle did not happen. Words would come. What was the word? Fill the water pots with water. You see, prophetic words come as an instruction. They also come as a strategy. Hallelujah. In fact, truly speaking, prophetic words come with, they have a fourfold operation. One, they come as declarations. Two, they come as revelations. 3, they come as instructions. 4, they come as prophetic actions. Let me give that to you again. In the atmosphere of the miraculous, when the prophetic is in operation, it has a fourfold operation. Number one, it comes as declarations, faith-filled declarations. For instance, that you will never go down beyond this point again, a prophetic declaration. Are we together now? Number two, it can come as revelation, where God reveals details, he calls your name and gives you information that profits you, giving you direction. Number three, it comes as instructions. Lay your hands where it hurts. Shout amen 2 times. Are we together? Rejoice, celebrate, dance, whatever it is. Instructions. And then number four, it comes as prophetic actions. So he gave them an instruction. John 2, 7 and 8. We're reading 7 and 8. Fill the water pots with water, he said. And the Bible says they filled it to the brim. When they obeyed that instruction, the next one came. He said to them again, draw now and bear unto the governor of the feast. Prophetic instructions. John chapter 5 and verse 8. Remember our man again. The man at Bethesda. Having complained to Jesus that he had no man. His miracle was connected to an instruction. You thought that Jesus would just look at him and say, I understand, I sympathize. But he left him with a prophetic instruction. Rise, take up your bed and walk. And that was it. Now from that time hence, his remaining in that condition was his lot to bear. Because the prophetic word had come. May your word come tonight. Matthew chapter 17, please give us verse 27. Matthew 17, 27. Hallelujah. Now, this was a supernatural miracle. Remember when the tribute collectors came? Jesus was teaching and the tribute collectors from Caesar came. They came to oppress him, to say you are a preacher of righteousness and you have not paid your tax and so on and so forth. Now, please go to 27, verse 27. It says, Jesus now was speaking. He says, so that we don't make trouble, we are peacemakers, and so that it does not interrupt us, lest we should offend them. He says, go to the sea. Watch the power of the prophetic, the sent word. Go to the sea and cast your hook and take the first fish. Can you imagine this? It didn't matter what fish was first. Just the first fish your hook catches. It says, when you bring it up, open the mouth. The prophetic is powerful. It is always unusual. How do you get coin from a fish? A fish, most fishes that are beyond a certain size, in fact, even great sizes, they may not have that power to just break a coin. And then, who threw the coin there? Is it that someone forgot his coin? Wasn't the fish eating? Now, if you know how you catch fish, as much as I know, because the Bible tells us this one, they did not use net, they use a hook. If you understand how you catch a fish with hook, it keeps struggling, and the mouth is open. So how should the coin remain there? Struggling until you pull it. But when prophecy comes, unusual things. For instance, a prophetic word can say, expect a call tomorrow. And someone who has no business calling you, the man too does not know why he flipped to your number and called and said, you just came to my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, the guys who had the food that would feed Samaria, they were always there with the abundance. I'm sure they were host to a storehouse somewhere. But because a prophetic word came, by this time tomorrow, the Bible says God amplified the weak step of faith of four lepers. And in one moment, I don't know how lepers, ladies and gentlemen, we are all intelligent people. When a leper walks, you would barely hear. And yet four lepers are walking. And from maybe meters or kilometers, you begin to hear the sound of a chariot. Haba! It's like you are trekking and then someone hears the sound of an aircraft. A Boeing 737 landing. That's you can liken that. How do you correlate that? That is how powerful prophecy is. Ladies and gentlemen, when God says, creation happens. Listen, the moment God begins to speak, suspend science for a while. when God begins to speak, suspend logic for a while, because his realm is a realm higher, greater. Are we together now? The Bible says, just as you do not know the way of the wind or how bones are formed in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the ways of God. Let me tell you the truth. There are dimensions of the workings of God that cannot be explained. How does a woman go to pray? You heard her testimony. She's praying with her children. There is nobody who wants to go abroad and you're not on scholarship who would not be preparing between $10,000 to $60,000, or $10,000 to $60,000, any currency at all. Even if you're on part scholarship, you are still going to pay. How much is $10,000? Let's use the list. $10,000 today in Nigeria should be about 15 million or thereabout. 15, 16 million. So you are praying for 15, 16 million. Someone who has been working for 5 years may not have raised that kind of money. And a woman is praying and say, God, let the first call I hear, this is God for me. Your name, don't sing, is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all, above all throne and dominion, all power and position. Your name stands above them all. I'll sing it one more time to build faith in you. His name is the highest. His name is the greatest. His name stands above them all, above all thrones and dominions, all power and positions. His name stands above them all. Don't limit God tonight by saying, can God make a way in the wilderness? It is God who can pass through a sea and use water to close the footsteps that you will never find it again, and yet he passed there. Are we together? He knows the way through the rocks. He knows the place where no fowl has seen. The way you know is not the only way there. Did you hear what I said? The way you know may be a legitimate way, but it's not the only way there, sir. It takes 10 years to save, to build a house with integrity. That is the way you know. It's a legitimate way, but there is still another way. When his word comes, a fish can bring coin, and you can use it to pay for all those mocking God in your life. Because you see, let me tell you the truth. When you live in this earth, I have taught you, one of the ways to be a peacemaker is to give Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give God what belongs to God. When you begin to worship God, Satan uses the spirit of the Antichrist, and tribute collectors will come to say, you are a preacher of righteousness. You've not paid your child's school fees. You've not paid your rent. Satan always uses finances to mock your worship. You claim that you are going to church every day, and yet your children are not eating. You are going to church every day and you cannot pay my rent. And the landlord says, go and tell that your God to pay my rent. You call him Jireh. Go and tell him to pay my rent. And when he mocks God like that, let me tell you what to do. Go to the God who can speak and say, God, I am not lazy. But even if I get a job for the next 1 year, I may not be able to raise that rent. I am in a situation now. I'm not thinking value. I'm thinking prophecy. Send me a word. Let a fish deliver a coin so that this mockery and shame, this one has become to your name now. It's no longer to me. If the man mocks me, it's okay. But now that he has called your name, he says, let God arise. And all his enemies, those who use the pain of the saints to mock God. There are people who use the pain of the saints and mock God. You claim that your God is there and yet you are dying of cancer. You claim that your God is there and yet they cannot promote you. Every time men mock you, go to God who speaks and say, Lord, say something about my situation. And God says, clear the way for me. Who is insulting me? Let my jealousy reveal my power and my glory in their life. You've heard me say it many times. For someone, I'm speaking to you prophetically. This week, God will do something that will make your mockers keep quiet forever. God will do something. I'm saying this to you. God will do something that will make your mockers. this week, not next week. As you are entering April, you are entering your testimony. Hallelujah. Just when they are taking the gossip to the next level, then comes a testimony like a tornado. It will hit them to a point that they will say, I'm sorry for the rest of their lives. Sent word. God speaks. Genesis 21:6. And Sarah laughed. And she said, God has caused me to laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. For someone, receive your prophecy. I'm telling you, God is causing you to laugh. Said they laughed at you. Your turn is coming. That they will say, this was the woman who was rejected, who suddenly changed her life. Was this not Ruth? And Naomi, where did she find Boaz? It was this not Esther by the backside? What am I seeing Esther do in the palace? And you say, God has lifted me there. God took me there by his power. Last time I met you, you were roaming around Abuja looking for a job. What are you doing in this office? And you say, God kept me there. Oh, and what God does is established forever. Do you believe what you are hearing? Do you know why I like prophesying to people? Because I tell you, do you know every time I'm prophesying, I think of a military man. You know how you spray, have you seen soldiers fighting? When they are angry, they just spray the thing left, right, and center. What besides the one who stands on the way? That's how prophecy is. The words just go on like rain. Whoever receives it all with a childlike heart will see that performance. God has caused me to laugh, and all they that hear, if it is God, it can't be quiet. No matter how quiet you are, you can be quiet, but the testimony will not be quiet. I prophesy this to you in the name of Jesus. Enter a season of laughter. 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 Please be seated. Hallelujah. For someone, they will have to call a family meeting and say, tell us the source of this increase. Let's verify first that you did not go to a herbalist. Let's verify. The last time we heard, they say you were coming for koinonia. What is this change like this? Things just change in your life. Honestly, from my heart, I'm saying this to someone. God will change your story. God will change your story. My God will change your story. My God will change your story. My God will wipe your tears.
Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall over my life. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall.
See, there is a way God chooses to reveal himself in a man. But listen, help that woman, please. I have seen God move in certain ways that you know God has taken a case personal. You know how God would decide to say, this is my case, go out of the way. This is my case. For someone, I sense in my spirit that God is about to say, since they called my name in mocking you, if they did not call my name, but now that they mentioned my name in mocking you, clear the way, let the warrior step in. Let the warrior step in. Someone shout, say, Father, step in. Reveal your power over my case. Say, Father, step in. Reveal your power over my case. One more time, say, Father, step in. Reveal your power over my case. Open your mouth and pray in 1 minute. Step in. Step in. They have mentioned your name over my matter. Defend your name over my life. They have mentioned your name over the matter of my job, over the matter of my children. It is no longer about me. They brought reproach to your name. Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth, they set themselves against God and his anointed. The Lord will look from his throne and he will laugh. And with utter judgment, he will met out anger upon them. Open your mouth and pray. They have mentioned your name. Arise, O God, and answer. They called Jesus as they mocked me. Arise, O God, and answer. They insulted your house as they mocked my children. Arise and answer. When they spoke about the infirmity, they mocked your name. When they spoke about my finances, when they spoke about the ministry, they mocked your name. This is now your case. Arise, O God. One minute, you are praying.
Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power. Dideo, Dideo. Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power. Dideo. Come and manifest your power.
Listen, tonight's service is a very prophetic service. You may not know what is happening to you. I know you wrote prayer requests, but please, I'm hearing an instruction. What three areas in your life have mocked God? You know men have used it. I'm hearing an end to mockery. I want you to mention those areas now and say, Father, men called your name as they mentioned this issue of my life. Your name was mentioned. Therefore, arise. Go ahead and pray. Please pray. Outside, pray. Online, pray. They laughed at me. They said, there is no marriage in this family. Lift it before God and say, Father, end shame and mockery. They said, there are no children in this family. Lift it up and say, Lord, step in. They said, this family will live from hand to mouth. Only women rise. Men don't rise. They say, you are a preacher, but it's as if God did not call you. Ask the God of heaven to arise for you.
Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power.
End mockery. and mockery and shame. Someone please pray. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. Let it be well with me. Let your hand come upon me. Let my enemies not have their desires come to pass. Hallelujah. Hear me. Hear me. Those who popped wine over your pain and made cheers with one another, that it has happened as we have desired. May the God of heaven, my God, may the God of vengeance arise for you. Arise for you. Arise for you. Arise for you. Those who gave others, they gave themselves a thumbs up as soon as they saw tears from your eyes. I'm saying it. The same pit they dug, what happened to Haman will happen to them. Please be seated. Prophecy is powerful. Powerful, I tell you. In an atmosphere of the prophetic, you will be surprised what happens. You don't know the things that are shifting in the spirit whilst you are seated here. I tell you, shiftings. For some of you, it's like a veil God is tearing from your face. The person who should see you for marriage, see you for a job, see you for lifting, Arika Paratos Kiata, and there is a veil that has been standing. I pray for you, may that veil be torn into pieces. 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 Shamalaka paratos yata. Krapeneke barato kapalakatos. Shabelente kebrakata. Ebranto kaparakotes. Rapeka parato kapranta kebelekata. Shabe kaparanto suprekete. Rapakato kebrente kebelekata. Rekepe rekepalakoto paratos. Ebrante ketia. May my God judge the wicked. May my God judge the wicked over your family. Judge the wicked over your job. Judge the wicked in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Bring those under the anointing out. Please bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Please bring them out. I don't know why I'm still hearing shame and mockery. God wants to deal with this issue tonight. Shame and mockery. There are families you've been laughed at. Please bring them out. You've been mocked at. People have used you to mock God. They've used you to mock God. I'm saying it again. In the name of Jesus, God is damaging mockery from your life. Damaging mockery from your life. Damaging mockery from your life. Bring them out. Elohim Madonai. Elohim Madonai. Elohim Madonai. I will give you the last one. But I'm seeing families, the hand of God resting on families. I'm still hearing that word, shame and reproach. Every family under the sound of my voice, you have cried in the secret. You have cried in the open. I pray for you as you shout Jesus two times, let fire from heaven rest upon you. The grace to end reproach is in this house tonight. Are you ready now? Shout Jesus two times. One, two. Let that grace rest upon you. Shame comes to an end. Please bring them out. Reproach comes to an end. Shame comes to an end. Reproach comes to an end. This is what God is dealing with tonight. Pray in the spirit in 1 minute. Every reproach, every embargo, bring them out. Every reproach, embargo on my head, on my destiny, let it give way tonight. Let it give way tonight. The God of wonders is bringing shame. The God of wonders is bringing reproach to an end. Outside, pray. Following online, pray. There is the grace that brings an end to reproach. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know, the anointing works like a GPS system. It can lock when it finds what God wants to do, and it stays there until he does it. This is one of the things God is doing tonight. I'm going to be praying, and I'm hearing embarrassing infirmities like bedwetting, infirmities that bring shame and reproach, an adult bedwetting, the issue of blood, any issue that brings shame is under arrest this night. Hallelujah. Reproach. He says, I will not place the reproach of Egypt upon them. There is something called the reproach of Egypt. Whatever makes people to question your God, whatever makes people to question your coming to church, whatever, some of you are even ashamed and afraid now. Unbelievers will dare brag and hit their chest and say, we don't love God, yet we increase. But you claim to love God and you keep going down. Welcome to the season where God will answer them. Hallelujah. There is a grace for supernatural marriages. Supernatural marriages. I'm hearing this in my spirit. Let me stretch my hands. My God, this grace will come on families. Bring them out. Come on people. The grace for supernatural marriages. Receive that grace right now. Receive that grace right now. Receive that grace right now. It doesn't matter what they've said about you. Receive that grace right now. Marriage with honor, marriage with grace, marriage with power. I release that grace upon you. No matter how old they say you are, no matter how young they say you are, hear me, every covenant of ancestry tying you down, saying you will not go, or you will go and come back to your parents' home, I declare it breaking, broken now, broken now, broken now, broken now. Patterns broken now in the name of Jesus. Write this down. Supernatural marriages. I'm hearing this in my spirit. I will only speak as the Lord is speaking. I'm saying it in the name of Jesus. For someone, they've concluded on you, but watch what God will begin to do from April, May, June, July to August. These 4 months, I say it again, watch what God will begin to do from April, May, June, July, August.
Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. fire like rain. Hallelujah. Now hear me. There are people today who are in trouble, not because of what they cause for themselves. It's called inherited battles. You were minding your own business, but someone connected to you got into trouble and they dragged you in it. The Lord is saying, I shall announce the deliverance of such people. I decree right now, every inherited battle from father to child, inherit aparaka toskiata, membrante meleke paratusia. Battles that came because of where you come from. Battles that came at the gates because you got into certain territories. I decree and declare, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Pray in the spirit in one moment. Hallelujah. We are still praying. I was looking for a scripture that came to my spirit. I want us to pray a very serious prayer point now. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 5. I want to show you the cause of many people's problems. Give it to us. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun. The Bible calls it an error. And that this error proceeds from those in authority. This error came from those who have access to power. What is the error? Verse 6. It says, a man who is foolish is exalted to a place of honor. And the one who is rich in knowledge sits low. There is an error that only proceeds from those who have capacity. Your boss, an error that proceeds from such a person. The Bible calls it an error that folly. Give us NIV. Let's see what NIV says. 5 and 6. Verse 5. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. The sort of error that arises only from a ruler. What is the error? Verse 6. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich there doesn't mean money, those with capacity who are deserving. Have you seen them give someone a contract and you are wondering, why is this guy having a contract? And then the person who is deserving, or the person does the work and then another person is celebrated. The Bible calls it an error, and that it proceeds from a ruler. Someone say, Father. Say it again. Say, Father. I decree and I declare, everyone fighting over my place in prophecy, I declare, overturn, 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 until I sit in my place. Open your mouth and pray. Overturn the error that proceeds from a ruler. Folly is set in high places, while people of capacity are left because of cultural sentiments. Qualified technically, but kept on the ground. Has capacity for governance, but kept on the ground. Has capacity to rise, but kept on the ground. He should be the one promoted, but they swap the papers. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. All those who are in front, I decree and declare, the graces that you have received, may they rest upon you and speak evidently. And everything that stands as a blockade to the manifestation of these graces, we curse them forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please let them return back to their seats. Sit down, let me give you the fifth and final one. Number one, to program the miraculous, heartfelt prayer. Two, the word. Three, heartfelt worship. Four, the prophetic. Let me give you number five, the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Isaiah 10:27, the anointing. 10:27, Isaiah. It shall come to pass in that day, say today is that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck. Are you still believing? And the yoke shall be destroyed. The Bible did not say the yoke shall only be taken away, it shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. When you read Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound. Two, he says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Three, he says, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion. So there are those who are in Zion, but they are mourning. They are believers, they are in the house of God, but they are mourning. It says to give such people beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The anointing for you. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about with the Holy Ghost and power, healing with the Holy Ghost and power, delivering all that were oppressed, for God was with him. Ladies and gentlemen, in addition, in fact, I will still add one more. If you wrote five, add, make it six. Let me give you one more. Hallelujah. The anointing is the fifth. You want to see the miraculous signs and wonders, you must embrace the anointing. The anointing is to the believer what gas is to a vehicle. Your tires can be right. Your steering can be right. Are we together? The car engine can be right. The entire mechanics of the car can be right. But for a car that runs on gas, if there is no gas, or for a car that runs on electricity, if the battery is down, there is no motion. What gas is to a vehicle that uses gas is what the anointing is to the believer. There are times that everything is right with a car, but it tells you it's on reserve. And if you allow it to go beyond that point, it can stop abruptly anywhere else, and there's nothing wrong with it. And sorry for you if your car uses a diesel engine, because you are going to have to bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed that engine until it starts again. But you would need to visit the gas station. And do you know, it is interesting that you don't feel the gas just as much as you want. It is as much as you can pay for. So your engine can take, your tank, for instance, may be able to take 100 liters, and yet you put only 20 liters. That's not all the tank can take. That's the only one you have the money for. When it has to do with gas, there is a price. They show you the price. And in advanced nations, you don't even need anybody to help you put. It's there. And you just pick, you pay the money to the full. And then you put your gas. There are those who have capacity to fill their tank. And they have capacity to keep it filled. Those are the kinds of people who can go 8 hours across states, 8 hours across regions, 10 hours, 12 hours. And there's no need for stopping. Even if you are flying an aircraft, are we together? There are aircrafts that will have to stop. They will have at least one or two stops to cover a 12 to 13 hour journey. Not just because of the size of the aircraft, its capacity. It's not able to take as much jet fuel. But there are other aircrafts with a single filling of the tank. it can go from end to end until it arrives at destination. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. You can have all of these things in place, but you need power. You need the anointing. You need the anointing. Like I've taught you here, have you noticed that when your gas, fuel, petrol, now for us here, when it is almost finishing, especially when it gets to reserve, you notice that sometimes, depending on what car you are using, it kicks into a saving mode immediately, and it will have to shut down certain features of the car until you feel it again. Maybe the AC will have to shut down temporarily. That's what happens when you are not filled with the anointing. When you are on reserve, certain possibilities will have to shut down for a while. Shut down for a while. Hallelujah. Shut down for a while. Who is following what I'm saying? You need to be highly anointed, not just anointed. How God anointed Jesus. Look at the extent. The Bible says he had the spirit without measure. No wonder he could do awesome signs and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, before this service is over, grace will be resting on people. I hope your tank is empty enough to receive. Say, I'm empty, ready to receive. Say, I'm empty, ready to receive. If you're a minister of the gospel here, make sure you expand capacity to receive. Don't just sit down and take 20 liters and your journey is 12 hours, 13 hours. Before you go up, you will come down because the power to remain is not there. Look, when it has to do with your journey and this speed, power is required. Power, sir. Power, sir. Have you seen cars that dare to enter speed lane and they are moving as if they are on gear one? The man has done his best. It's just that the car is almost spoiled. I once entered a car. May God never make you enter that kind of car. I entered the car many years ago. They made me sit in front. I held a gallon. They connected this thing from directly to the tank. This was many, many years ago. I'm telling you, it was kept near me and it can pour. What do you think? I will hold it. I sat down. We were two in front. You know how it is. The bus, two in front. I won't mention where it happened. But it happened. It's not a parable. It really happened. I sat down there saying, Lord, I have no covenant with early death. No covenant with untimely death. Can you imagine how people drive sometimes? Hallelujah. So you just hold it. It's a way, and I don't know why they did that. So instead of putting it in the engine, they found a way. Have you seen that? No, you have not seen it. We are selling Nigeria good. Nigeria is a beautiful nation. Hallelujah. Don't dare laugh at my country. Nigeria is a beautiful nation. Hallelujah. But the story happened. I don't know how far we went, but I was glad to come down. Glad to come down in a hurry. And then the driver holds it and is driving on with one hand. And he said, you know, sometimes, kind. You will not be poor. Let me allow you to finish the amen. Then I will say it from my heart again. I don't care what you think. You will not be poor. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not under this grace. No, sir. It's not part of the agreement. You will prosper and yet your heart will be with Jesus. You will rise to a place of influence where you can take care of your children and serve God. It will not be under this grace you will sit down and be fighting the temptation of stealing. Temptation for stealing will come. It will be dead on arrival because it will meet such a prosperous person who loves Jesus. You believe that? Say amen. If that is the major issue you are trusting God for, don't be afraid of saying amen. We are not teaching carnality. Are we together now? There is a serious need going around the nation. You better receive the grace that empowers you, so you don't allow your pride punish your children. I say it again. May my God prosper you. When when a person cannot go to church simply because they don't have transport, it's not a blessing, sir. It is not. When children go to bed hungry, are we together now? Yes. We can't help everybody in terms of giving welfare, but you can use the prophetic and help enhance them to arrive there. I believe in dignity of living, not only dignity of labor. I believe in dignity of living. UN has their own, AU has their own, in the kingdom we have our own. There is dignity of living, where a father and a mother can take care of their children, that as children are done from church, they can go back home to a decent house, not a house floating with diseases because of a bad sewage system. 6-11 people staying in one room. How does that bring glory to the name of the Lord? You won't be poor in the name of Jesus Christ. Wealth will not take your heart away from God, but as for poverty, I'm saying it, you will not be poor. And for someone who came here wondering, is it true that God lives? I've heard the story of favor. Welcome to a house of favor. I decree and declare over you, may God grant you favor like a souvenir. Favor like a souvenir. You will watch it work wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Favor is real, sir. If you've not seen it, don't hate it. It is available for the humble. Available for the discerning. Favor is an accelerator of dignity. It's an accelerator of dignity. The anointing. You need the anointing. These are some of the graces that will be falling. A miracle service is not just healing and deliverance alone. A major part of it is impartation. The graces you need to draw the men you need to bring the things you need. The graces you need that draw the men that you need, who deliver to you the things you need. Most of what you are praying for, you are not supposed to be praying for those things. There are men carrying it. Opportunities, men. Promotion, men. Jobs, men. But the men do not come. They are attracted by what is on your head. And that's my assignment. When that grace comes on you, then the men will come. Even if they are the magi, they will see the star and they will carry gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They will bring it to you. By the message of God, we know how it works here. It first starts with grace. Grace upon your mind with illumination and wisdom. And then the value that proceeds from that grace draws men. With the coming of men is also the arrival of possibilities. Are we together? The name of Jesus. For someone, you will get land you didn't pay for. That is not to make you lazy. It's just to tell you favor has come to your life. I'm not just saying this by myself. I'm under the influence of the Spirit. I'm saying it again. Someone, you are going to get property you did not buy with money. Honestly, I say this from my heart to you. Maybe not everybody, but someone will be a fulfillment of this prophecy. You heard the story of the gentleman came in from his state, Calabar, to Nasarawa, to Abuja, not knowing that God has prepared. I have taught you, all blessings come from God through man to man. Are we together? God can give you the child, but you don't carry your Bible and put it on your head when it's time to deliver. You go to a hospital. You don't go to a police station when you want to give birth. Powerful as the police are, they are not trained to help you give birth. You look for a midwife. Are we together? When God wants to help you, He will teach you value. He will teach you all of these things. Then in addition, He will connect you to men who can bring graces to your life. In the name of Jesus, as a privileged one sent by God, I'm saying it, the grace that must accelerate your life, may it land on your head this night. Yeah. for someone. You will meet someone after this service. Hear me? Let me finish right before you say amen. You will meet someone after this service. You will begin a series of conversations. That conversation will take you into real estate. I'm saying this to you by the Spirit of God. From a conversation, it will end up in properties. I'm saying this to you by the Spirit of God. It will happen, oh. It will happen. I'm seeing someone, they are going to give you a contract to supply tiles. I'm seeing tiles. These tiles, maybe marble, whatever. I don't know what you do. But I'm seeing a very big contract. Is to help tile an estate. This is what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus, may God extend his hand and bring that prophecy to pass in your life. Do you believe in prophecy? You see, ladies and gentlemen, despise not prophesying. Don't despise it. Don't despise it. It's been abused. It is true. Sometimes it's been exaggerated beyond its capacity. I agree. But prophecy, don't despise it. You will not rise. I tell you, you will not rise. If you despise prophecy, you will remain down. There are people, all is set. What the only thing left is one prophetic word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm seeing a lady, you are doing tailoring. This is what you do, tailoring. In the name of Jesus, an anointing is coming on you. You are a tailor, but God, you are going to go for a training, and that training is going to take you to UK. This is what I'm seeing. You are doing tailoring. If you are not a tailor, you are not, well, you can shout amen to tap, but this word is for a specific person. You are doing tailoring. You are going to go for a training. In the course of that training, you're going to meet someone, and God by it is going to take you to Europe. May God bring his word to pass. I'm seeing a woman. Is it a woman? You came, is it like you and your children? All of you came with your passports. If that person is here, come out. Please, let's hurry up. If that person is here, you came. It's not only you, so if it's only you, please sit down. I'm not saying if you came, listen to the word, please. If you're out, if there's such a person, I just want to speak over your life. I'm going to pray for the sick now. You came with a passport, your green passport, and you are not alone. Please come. If the person is outside, let the person come. When you find the person, I want to pray for the person because I sense that in my spirit.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory.
Someone is watching me from Lagos. Please listen. Someone is watching me from Lagos. 7 years, no child. 7 years, no child. You're watching me from Lagos. The Lord is saying I should speak to you according to the time of life. Please hear me. That by this time next year, God will give you twins. Lagos, Nigeria. Lagos, Nigeria. You're watching. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of God. May God honor his word in Jesus' name. Madam, where are you coming from?
Me?
Yes.
I'm coming from Lagos. I was in Spain last year. I saw you. I went to Spain last year. And I saw you. I was going to Spain. You said bye-bye to safe journey. Then I came back by January.
My daughter
from Spain.
I want to pray for you. No, do you stand there? You don't have to come. I will pray for you. You believe in the power of God, ma?
Yes.
This is a family too? With your passport. I'm not just praying, just because his passport does not mean I'm praying that you'll run away. I'm praying for the will of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. You came in from Spain.
My daughter came from Spain. I was in Spain last year.
Okay, you were in Spain last year.
I told you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands. The Lord spoke about passport. You came to, I'll pray for all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God bring honor to this passport. Passport represents access to go beyond boundaries. It's a prophetic message. It's beyond just a green passport. Are we together? Don't laugh at the green passport. There is fruitfulness on it. Anything that is fruitful is green. Is green. So don't just laugh. There is something to celebrate about the green passport. But I'm saying this to you in the name of Jesus. And I'm using it as a prophetic message to speak to someone. Once you have a passport, you have access to cross borders. When you don't have a passport, you are constrained within a territory, a place. I pray for you as I'm praying for them. In the name of Jesus, by this prophetic act, I pray you move beyond your current limitations. For someone, you have never had a visa stamped on your passport. I'm praying for you. The grace that helps men, in the name of Jesus, may that grace rest on you. Madam, for all of you, I'm praying, whether it's to go abroad or to do business, whatever it is that is the reason why you came with your passport, I decree and declare, may that prayer be answered. Amen. Answered by the anointing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I remember some years ago when I was getting a passport to a particular nation, and it was pretty difficult for people, so they say, to get access to that place. After praying and all of that, it was the first time my passport would be stamped in that nation. And I remember when we're having a conversation, the person looked at where I was going and he began to laugh. You know what he said? He said, I lived in this exact place where you are going. And that was the conversation. That was the end of it. He said, congratulations. Can you imagine that? All he said when he saw where I was going, he said, I lived in this place. I know your address. So it's genuine. That was the end of it. I saw people coming out as if it was from funerals, with anger and pain. And I said, life, what is on you is what determines what is around you. And if what is on you is causing you trouble, I shift that climate from your head. I shift that climate from your head. The last key, obedience. To complete this miraculous equation, obedience. Obedience. To the degree to which you are obedient, the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Every land has good. We were in Zaria over the weekend and I was challenging my dear people and I told them, every territory is the Lord's. Zaria, the Lord's. Kwara State, the Lord. Zamfara, the Lord's. Lagos, the Lord's. From a sociological standpoint, there are territories that have a similitude of an advantage because of the way it is organized and because of its policies. Like if you go overseas, it's a lot more organized. The policies favor development and all of that. But intrinsically, there is good in every land. Everywhere there are men, it is because there is good in the land. If there are no men, there will not be good there. There are many empty places on earth that don't have people. The fact that you can have up to 1 million, 2 million, 10 million people clustered in an area, it is a testament that there's good there. Are we together? You don't find a lot of ants around a place until there's food there. Some insect that has died, they come to prey on it. Are we together now? So anywhere you see men, it is because there is good. Find that scripture for me, media, please. If you be willing and obedient, it says, you shall eat the good of the land. Let me talk for a minute on that. I feel very fulfilled over tonight's miracle service, because I truly believe with all my heart something has rested on someone. Are you still searching for it, media? Isaiah 1:19, if ye be willing and obedient, it says ye shall eat the good of the land. Does Abuja have good? Yes. Lagos? Yes. Jos? Yes. Mention your village. As much as you do not want to mention it. It has good, oh. America? There are people suffering everywhere. Everywhere.
everywhere. In the Bible, there was Lazarus, there was a rich man. There are people suffering everywhere. Are we together? Don't mind what media shows you. Every nation puts its best foot forward. There are people suffering everywhere. Are we together? Your portion is delivered at the instance of obedience. Whatsoever he says to do, he says do it. Give us John chapter 2, the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Let's look at verse 5. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says to you to do. What did he say to do? Do it. Do it. At the point of obedience, that was where the miracle came. John chapter 5 and verse 8. The man at Bethesda, Jesus talked to him and said, rise, take up your bed and walk. Verse 9. What was his response? The Bible says, immediately the man was made whole. But he was made whole and was still lying down. But at the point he stepped out in faith, he took up his bed and walked on the same day, which was a Sabbath. Now, the miracle is delivered when God speaks, but it is manifested when you obey. Please listen. The miracle is delivered. It's called receiving. You receive when the word of God comes, but it is made manifest. The Bible calls it having when you obey. The physical manifestation of your testimony. You can receive something in the spirit that never manifests physically. Your believing was there, but obeying was not there. Whatsoever he says to you to do, do it. If he says, lift up your hands, lift up your hands. If he says, lift up your eyes, lift up your eyes. If he says, give, give. If he says, praise, praise. If he says, be diligent, be diligent. Whatsoever he says to do, there is doing, doing. There is always doing. If you want to see the glory of God, Leviticus chapter 9, I believe verse 6. This is what the Lord commanded, that ye shall do, and then the glory shall appear unto you. This is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do. Not you should think, not you should say, you should do. Please look up. There are many things the Bible tells us to do. Let me give you a few of them. Number one, the Bible tells us to be diligent. If you are not diligent, you will not see the hand of God over the works of your life. The Bible says he will bless the works of your hands. If your hands are empty, you will not get anything. Please make reference to my teaching over the weekend, and then you can connect with last week's teaching. Are we together? It came to pass. Powerful teaching on the prophetic, how to engage it so that it delivers. And then the God-man partnership was the miracle service in Zaria. Get it and listen to it. It is not all up to God, and it is not all up to us. Faith, in one word, is obedience. In two words, is conviction that is demonstrated by your obedience of faith. If God says to be diligent, don't be lazy and be asking for increase. Are we together? If God says a good name is better to be desired than riches, it means you seek integrity and posterity to your name more than things. Are we together now? If God says the diligent hand shall be made fat, he says, but the talk of the lips only tends to penury. It means more than talking, I will make it. As important as that is, in addition to speaking, you bend down. He who does not plod the land by reason of the weather will beg in harvest. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There are many things the Bible says to do. The Bible says to love, love. The Bible says to give, give. The Bible says to allow the Christ to dwell richly within you. Are we together? The Bible says to be diligent. The Bible says to love one another. The Bible says to pray. The Bible says to invest in the word. The Bible says to not neglect the gathering of the saints, as even as you see the day appearing. There are many things the Bible says to do. The believer is also a doer of the word. Now that ye know these things, he said, happy are you, blessed are you, if you do them. Oh God, I've heard you does not bring a miracle, sir. You have to do. As a man of God, scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. If you are lazy and you are bankrupt of knowledge, the result is that God cannot honor you with the gift of the loyalty of men.
Hallelujah. The doing part is where believers miss it most times. For instance, as God is speaking, it says, lay your hands where it's hurting. Someone will have the pain, but not lay his hands. And yet he's desirous of healing. You will find out for such a one that the word of God can come. Others can rejoice in their testimonies, whereas nothing happens to you. Oh, shout the name Jesus. Someone will be watching there. So what am I shouting Jesus for? I know him. I love him. And he remains there. Remember, the Bible says Jesus told someone, go to the pool called Siloam and wash. Can you imagine? He made spittle and put it in the man's eyes. The man is still blind though, and says, find your way by yourself. I won't escort you. I've placed grace upon you. Find your way to Siloam and wash. The Bible says he washed and he came seeing. And the Bible says such a man was blind from birth. What does that mean? It was not his fault. Yet, even though it was not his fault, he had to obey. There was a doing connected to it. 10 lepers, they met him crying for mercy. And he said, go and show yourself to the priest. The Bible says, as they went, not as they wanted to go, as they went, at the point of obedience, they saw that they were healed. One returned back giving thanks, and he was the one who was made whole. Please obtain grace in the name of Jesus to be a doer of the word. Say amen. Amen. Obtain grace. If the Bible tells you to do, to get, to increase by doing, it says, how does he put it now? It says, he that gathereth by labor. There is gathering by labor. So let me tie it all up. Has God spoken to you? When you add heartfelt prayer, consistent prayer, to the ministry of the word, to heartfelt worship, to the prophetic, the anointing, and then obedience, you would have found the pieces, the equations together that can cause an individual to not just experience the supernatural, to not just experience the miraculous, but to perpetually live in that atmosphere. I hope you know that you can literally live in the atmosphere of the supernatural. You can. It can become your abode. Sid Roth calls it naturally supernatural. That you can live in an atmosphere that is perpetually supernatural. You are an ever-increasing layer of miracles, page after page. There are 3 things we're going to do this night very quickly. God has done so many things in the course of this service. Number one, I'm going to lead you through 1 or 2 or 3 sessions of prayer just for you to draw and receive certain things. 2, I'm going to be speaking over the sick. And then 3, we'll have our requests collated. And then, in fact, I think we should do the prayer requests so that we'll have it now. So bring out your prayer requests, everybody. Bring out your prayer requests. For those who are outside, if you came here without writing your request, let's spare you a minute or two. Pen down something as an act of faith. The ushers will be going around. You see them with the green vests and any other department that will be helping them. Please, once you write, I'm giving you a minute very quickly. Those online, hallelujah. Sing that song for me you sang in Zaria. Jesus, hallelujah. While you're writing, 1 minute. So once you write it down, then we'll receive it so that as we move, we just move very powerfully. There are certain prophetic words that must rest upon your head.
Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear.
Connect by faith.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear.
Silence fear.
Your name is a light that
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. I'm hearing a name, Ezekiel. I believe there will be many Ezekiels, but I just want to speak that word. As they raise the song, I just heard it. Ezekiel. If you're Ezekiel, please come forward quickly. I want to pray for you. Ezekiel. There is an embargo of what we call near success. I want to pray over Ezekiel. Let me give a minute. I'm sure there are many Ezekiels who are running, coming. If you're Ezekiel and you're coming, run quickly, please. Not standing for your neighbor, not standing for your brother, please, for yourself. Let me just speak over Ezekiel. Ezekiel, that's the name I'm hearing in my spirit. Ezekiel, near success. There is a spirit that causes you to come so close to things and sometimes even lay hands on them, but then it never comes to pass. I want to pray for you right now. God wants to break that embargo. 1 minute, after 1 minute, I'm praying. Please come. Ezekiel, the Lord wants to break this near success syndrome.
That a shadow can't deny your name cannot be overcome. It's your name,
it's alive,
it's forever lifted high.
Your name cannot be overcome.
The power of God is coming on two of you. I just saw like light from my spirit. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for you. As that anointing comes upon you, let it be the beginning of a new season. I'm going to pray for you. The call of God is on your life. This gentleman, the one wearing white, there's a mighty hand of God upon your life. I don't know you, but I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak over all of you, but let me just pray for him. I decree and declare, may God do wonders with your life. As God is speaking to him, he's speaking to them. The power of God is going to come on you. I'm seeing two of you in my vision. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. Who is Godia? Godia. That's another name. Godia. I'm hearing joy. 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 Not joy like an act of happiness. The name of somebody. Joy. The spirit of death wants to take joy. There is somebody called joy. The spirit of death wants to take joy. We need to rebuke that spirit. The spirit of death wants to take joy. We decree and declare joy. This one about joy, I will be patient till you come, because I'm seeing death. I want to pray. I'm not a prophet of doom, but don't despise prophesying and die out of pride. God sends a word to bail you out. You are not running and coming because of fear. We are not selling fear. We are selling hope. There is authority to change that prophecy. Joy! In the name of Jesus Christ, you won't die. I'm coming to you, gentlemen. I've not forgotten you. But I want to pray. I'm seeing the spirit of death on joy. I saw Godia. I'll pray Godia. That should be northern. Usually it's a name with northern people. Godia, I want to pray for you and your family. In the name, don't worry, you can stand right where you are. Whoever is Godia, lift your hand. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and declare the embargo of delay, let it leave your family now. The embargo of delay, let it leave your family now. Someone in this building is going to shout now under the anointing, and it is a spirit that stops people from finishing things. This is in this place, not part of those in front. It stops people from finishing things. They never start anything and finish it. It's a wicked spirit. No matter how close they are to completion, that spirit eats up the years of people. I'm praying for you. This is what God told me. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, whoever is under that embargo, I know God is speaking to someone inside, but what he says to one, he says to all. Whether you are following online, you always start things, but when you are about to finish, so in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, may the finisher's anointing rest on you. The grace to start and finish. Start and finish. I'm prophesying, start and finish. Whatever you won't finish, you won't start. But if you start, you must finish. In the name of Jesus. So I pray for Godia in the name of Jesus. Let the embargo of delay be broken. Now, joy. I know there are many of you here. Any spirit that has programmed funeral in the family of joy, beginning from now till August. I don't know why God has been emphasizing now till August. Whose birthday is August? In the name of Jesus, I declare you shall not die. You shall apparatus kiata. Every covenant with death is canceled. For joy, canceled. You won't die in a hospital. I'm saying it is canceled. You won't die in an accident. It is canceled. Canceled. What God says to joy, he says to anyone under appointment with death, may it be canceled now. May it be canceled now. Let me tell you the truth. The Bible says to deliver those appointed to death. Do you know there are people who have died in the spirit and they are still walking on earth? Anything can kill them. Even if you tap their head, they will fall and die because it's already over in the spirit. I'm praying for you. Any appointment with death, not because you are afraid, but because you need to live to fulfill your purpose. In the name of Jesus, from now till December, you won't bury your child. You won't bury your spouse. They won't bury you. You won't bury your husband. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, joy, your appointment with death is canceled. Please return back to your seat. Leave the first people I called out. Let me pray for them. Every other person, return to your seat. Please go quickly. Let's save time. Gentlemen, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. We have to rush. By the power of the Holy Spirit, everything connected to ancestry that has tied you down, let it be broken in Jesus' name. And for you, my friend, who has the call of God upon your life, may God begin to work on you until you become a mighty vessel. In Jesus' name I pray. Please return back quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All our foreign guests, come out. Please come out. I sense in my spirit to speak a word. All international guests, please come. Please come. Let's celebrate them as they come. You are an international guest. Let me do that quickly. God bless you. Keep celebrating Koinonia. We're a house of honor. Let them come. I want to speak over your life. Ushers, can you coordinate them, please, so they come? Please just clear the way for them quickly.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus,
you silence fear.
You silence fear.
Please stretch your hands and let's pray for them. I don't know why God has put this in my heart, but stretch your hands. You don't have to kneel for sake of space. Please stretch your hands. I'm going to speak over them, but stretch your hands, everybody, and begin to make declarations. Their feet have touched this house. May they carry graces, unique graces. Go ahead and pray. Pray for them, please, from your heart. Please, if you are not an international guest, don't worry. I'm speaking over everyone. We're just acting as the Lord is leading. Those of you who are here, please open your mouth. All our international guests, what do you want God to do in your life? Please, in 1 minute, cry to the God of heaven that he will give you an encounter. Please come. Every international guest, come. Please come. God is giving you a testimony. You are about to experience the God of wonders. Please come.
Your name is a light that a shadow can deny. Your name
cannot be overcome.
Your name is a light.
Is a light.
It's forever lifted high.
Your name cannot be overcome.
Hallelujah. There's a reason why God, I don't know what prayer you prayed before coming here, but one thing I know, for God to have brought you out is because it's a new season for you. So I want to pray for you right now. There are two things I want to pray for you for. One, the grace for favor. Please, I want you to receive it. Number two, the grace for speed. I pray for you right now. I stretch my hands. Every one of you, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, first and foremost, any strange spirit that followed you here, not of God, responsible for backwardness, responsible for pain and reproach, I decree and declare, may it be casted out of your life now. Casted out of your life now. Casted out of your life now. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, receive the grace for favor. The grace for favor. Let it come on you. Let it rest on you. Let it be deposited upon your spirit. In the name of Jesus. And I declare speed. Begin to enjoy speed. In business, speed. In ministry, speed. In career, speed. In the name of Jesus. By the next time you are coming here, you will come back 10 times better. 10 times better. Hear me? You cross the borders of your nations to be here. Therefore, in the spirit, break limits. Go beyond limits. In the name of Jesus. And I agree with you. Every request you came here to present before the Lord, receive a harvest of answers. In Jesus' name we pray. Please return back to your seat. Everyone who is sick in the body, please everybody rise. You are trusting God for a miracle. Just lay your hands there very quickly. I want to pray for you very quickly. You came here trusting God for a healing miracle. You are blind, you are deaf, you are crippled, you're having a crutch, you cannot walk, or you came here with some aid. We had a wonderful testimony in Zaria. Gentleman who uses, you know, some kind of assistance, I think it was a liver or kidney problem, for dialysis. Doing dialysis, I think once a week or twice a week or so. Very extraordinary miracle. I want to pray for you now. And those who are connected, do you know, I'm humbled to know that there are hospitals and clinics and maternity wards and all kinds of medical platforms that connect to this miracle service and their patient. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a free thinker. Give God a chance to step in and do a miracle. I believe in miracles. Are we together? So you lay your hands there. If it's your head, lay your hands. If it's your heart, circulation problem, hole in the heart, heart palpitation, that devil is a liar. Lay your hands there. Lay your hands if it's some digestive problem, liver, kidney, cancer, breast cancer, prostate, liver cancer, leukemia. Doesn't matter what it's called. Lay your hands. If it's your eyes, whether partially or completely blind, lay your hands. If it's your ears, you place one hand where, or if it's both, you do the same. If it's that you are on a wheelchair or you came with a walking aid and you're not able to move, someone can assist you to lay your hands. If it's maybe dumb, you cannot speak. If it's a mad person that came, you can agree for him, or connected across the globe. It doesn't matter. Those who are connected across the globe, give me a chance to bring the healing power of Jesus to you with one prayer. And I see that there are many people who are connecting with others or connecting for others. If you're standing in for your loved one, that's fine. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, any kind of blood pressure problem, lay your hands there. Praise God. Sugar, diabetes, peptic ulcer, pile. You heard the testimony of the gentleman. All kinds of blood conditions, genotype issues. You're a sickler. Don't say they've prayed for me. Lay your hands by faith and believe the God of the Bible. You're trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Lay your hands and let your spirit connect to how many children you are trusting God for. Praise the name of the Lord. A part of your body you cannot move, maybe your hand, whatever it is, trust God. You lay your hand. Please do that quickly. Outside, everywhere, online, I want to pray for you. I'm seeing already someone you have, I don't know what it's called now, but it's a urinary problem. It's a urinary problem. This is not an infection. It's a urinary problem. That's what I'm hearing. It's affecting you. I need to pray for you. High sugar levels, praying for you. And someone, you have ulcer, severe ulcer, severe ulcer. God wants to heal you right now. Place your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are Rapha, you heal, you are the healer. There is balm in Gilead because you are there. Therefore, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, make sure you believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, every spirit of infirmity, that's the name of the spirit that is behind many diseases. They are generically called the spirits of infirmity. They operate as per whatever organ they are assigned to. Right? They have medical names, but I'm telling you, behind, they are called spirit of infirmity. When Jesus saw the gentleman who was sick, the Bible says he rebuked a deaf and dumb spirit, but we know that it was a spirit of infirmity. Therefore, I curse that spirit over your body in Jesus' name. I curse that spirit over your mind in Jesus' name. Shout a believing amen. Now I decree and declare, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I declare, be healed now. Experience the life and the power of Jesus. I command pain to go in Jesus' name. I command blindness, eyes open now. Ears be unstopped now. Anyone with a speech problem, you are dumb, unable to speak, will lose your tongue in Jesus' name. Every bone joint problem, I decree and I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Someone, you have a problem smelling, in the name of Jesus, may your sense of smell be restored now. Every kind of blood problem, be healed now. High blood problem, go down now. Low blood level, in the name of Jesus, rise to the required level. Heart problems, you will not die. All kinds of cardiovascular problems, be healed in Jesus' name. Liver problems, be healed now. Kidney problems, be healed now. Leukemia, be healed now. SS genotype, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Mysterious satanic hair loss, be healed now. Joint pains and severe pains around the body, be healed now. If you came and you could not walk, I declare strength to your limbs. Begin to walk now in Jesus' name. You're suffering from pile, be healed now. Every kind of fertility issue, whatever it is called, related to reproduction and fertility, be healed from it now. In the name of Jesus. Dental problems, be healed now. Brain tumors, be healed now. Autistic conditions, mild or aggressive, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. lumbar problems, spondylosis, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. You are not able to move your fingers. I decree and declare, may my God heal you now. Kidney stones, be healed in the name of Jesus. My God, I sense such an anointing just moving across as I'm praying. Allow me to just pray for a minute more. I'm ministering to cases as God is just like sort of regurgitating it within my spirit. There's someone, you've been having skin infection. This is a demonic case of skin infection. It's like, it's almost like scales all around. It's like your the layer of your skin is deadening, drying. I decree and declare, be healed now. I'm seeing the vision of a man placing his leg on a chair, and is literally, sorry for being this description, putting this kind of description. I'm seeing almost like, is, you know how a log of wood is. The leg has dried. It's just that they don't want to go and amputate it. But it's as if it's over. In the name of Jesus, may life search to that leg now. Search to that leg now. Every lump in any part of your body, I command that lump to give way now. Let fibroids die from your body. Let fibroids die from your body. Let fibroids die from your body. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is ministering to me. There's a lady, they've told you have, it's quite a severe case of fibroid, and it will require them removing the whole womb because the thing has affected you. I cry unto my God, because you are here or connected, let there be a miracle. Your womb will not be removed. I'm saying this prophetically to you in Jesus' name. There is a gentleman, I don't know why God is talking about fertility. Completely, that is like an acute state of impotency. I decree and declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let your health be restored. Let your health be restored. Every demonic orchestration that has tied your womb, that you will not be able to give birth to children, I lose you right now. I lose you right now. I lose you right now. For some of you, you have sicknesses that machines and doctors have not been able to diagnose, but you know within you, you are not fine. Let the power of God touch you. Now shout it after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. Say it again, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. I am healed, completely healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hands, everybody. Stretch your hands to the prayer request. For as long as God gives us this instruction, we'll honor it for every miracle service. The testimonies that have come out from this, even if it is one person's testimony, it is worth the sacrifice. We don't do this as a ritual. Number one, it was instructed. Number two, it is scriptural to present our case before the Lord. It's a prophetic way of collating your request, and I'm agreeing with you whilst you pray. Hallelujah. It says, but I know, and I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Please stretch your hands by faith and begin to make declarations. Lord, this year will not be like last year. I will not be writing the same thing from January to December. Before I pray, please engage. Make sure you connect. I've written the same thing last year. It's followed me into this year. Let me experience the prayer answering God. If someone prayed, the prayer answering God. The prayer answering God. Answer me, oh God, in the area of my marriage, area of children, area of school or academics, area of my job, a political assignment, career, whatever it is, go ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray 1 minute, but please make sure you pray. I'm laying my hands prophetically to make contact with these things. Hallelujah. Please pray.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a beautiful name it is. the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. What a powerful name. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is.
Shout a believing amen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I agree with you that the same hand that wrote this, may that be the hand that receives answers. The same hand that wrote this, may that be the same hand that receives answers tonight. Financial answers. Marital answers, amen. Career answers, amen. Ministry answers, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. For someone, God is settling your family one by one. Amen. I'm saying this to you prophetically, one by one. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. I decree and I declare everything you have written here by faith, believing the God of wonders, may you see it come to pass. May you see it come to pass. May you see financial establishment come to pass. May you see the day of your marriage come to pass. May you see the arrival of your children come to pass. In the name of Jesus, may you receive your job, your employment letter. May your business scale heights in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, God who has ordained this mystery, I decree and declare, may he honor your desire, may he honor your request. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that these Egyptians you see today, may you see them no more forever. There's someone you've not been able to sleep, that's what you wrote here. In the name of Jesus, as a sign that God has visited you, he will give you the grace to sleep like a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready to receive a prophetic word?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise Father, Son. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Are you praying?
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, heavenly host. Praise Father, Son.
Like you to see Jesus stepping in over your life as I speak over you, giving you beauty for ashes, the garment of shame for the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, we're entering April. It's the fourth month. In the name of Jesus, between January and March, what you were not able to do, I declare by the first week of April, may God empower you to do it. I'm praying this from the depth of my heart. May God empower you to do it. Empower you to do it. Empower you to do it. In the name of Jesus. Do you still believe in the ministry of helpers? Please believe, oh, please believe. Please believe. Help us shorten your journey. They really do. They shorten your journey. I pray for you. This is not a general prayer. I'm praying generally, but may it come to you as a specific prayer. The helper assigned to you by the Spirit, not just to a family, not just to a crowd, to you, in the name of Jesus, as you step into April, may they step into your life. May they step into your life, step into your destiny, in the name of Jesus. Because God moved in that direction tonight, I pray, reproach and shame, reproach and shame. Let that embargo be far from your life, far from your destiny. Again, far from your life, far from your destiny, in the name of Jesus. Did God not speak about laughter? I declare, may your portion of laughter come to you. Whatever will make you laugh for joy, may it happen in a hurry. Whatever will make you laugh, may it happen in a hurry. In the name of Jesus. Those desiring jobs, I release my faith with you. I will keep speaking till you testify. In the name that is above all names, your turn has come. Your turn to be located, in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you once found favor but lost it, I decree and declare, may the God of restoration restore you back. Restore you back. Restore you back. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for those who desire to go abroad. And is that the will of God? I decree and declare, whatever is stopping you, I command it to give way now. Can I pray over your finances? Who believes that God can raise men for your finances? So that I know that I'm praying for people who are receiving. In the name of Jesus. God who helps men, Ebenezer, who raises men to help men even financially. In the name of Jesus. For some of you, you have never had that kind of testimony. May God gravitate financial helpers towards you. God will take your ears where wealth-generating ideas are being discussed. In the name of Jesus. Those who are students, go and excel in school. Career people, go and excel in your career. In the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, every appointment with death, one more time, I declare it is canceled. Canceled. Whoever traveled from out of this city and came here, as you return, before you get home, may your testimony reach home before you. May your testimony arrive your gate before you. In the name of Jesus. Everyone coming in the spirit of Haman, coming in the spirit of Pharaoh, coming in the spirit of Sambalat and Tobias, stopping you from building what needs to be built, I declare their hands are taken away from that which belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, can I speak over your prayer life? Everything fighting your spirituality, everything fighting your loving God, everything fighting your zeal for the things of the Spirit, fighting your prayer, fighting your word study life, in the name of Jesus, I declare that weight, that sin goes out of your life now. In the name of Jesus, let the fruit of the Spirit be richly manifest in your life. I impart wisdom upon you. Wisdom upon you. Understanding upon you. Speed upon your life. Favor upon your life. Honor upon your life. I declare it is well with you. April must be good for you. April must be good for you. April must be happy for you. Joyful for you, full of laughter for you, full of testimonies for you. In the name of Jesus, my final prayer for you, in the name of Jesus, the encounters you need for the next level, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will have those encounters beginning from tonight. Angelic encounters, supernatural encounters, visionary encounters. In those encounters, find direction for the next season. in those encounters find direction for the next level. In the name of Jesus, shout amen 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm counting 1 to 5 for those who need to run to Jesus. Apostle, don't close this service without giving me an opportunity to know the King of Kings. I've known him as healer, as miracle worker, but I need to know him as Savior. I traveled all the way and I came here and the Lord told me I will encounter him. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me a minute or two to lead as many who need to make their ways right with Jesus. No cajoling, no manipulation. You are in this place and you know that your life is not all right. You need Jesus. You can choose to reject the offer. The Bible says as many as received him. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Whether you're in the overflow outside, all of the overflows down to the basement, or in this place, you are saying, Apostle, I need Jesus. Your bags, your Bibles, whatever you came to church with, please march gallantly like one who is coming to receive an award, like one who is coming to receive a gift. Only that this is the greatest gift you will ever receive in this side of God's kingdom. The gift of the person Jesus, alongside the life he brings. I begin my counting now. 1. Koinonia, let's invest in encouraging them. 2. Keep coming. God bless you. If there's no space for you to come in from the other overflows, please move to the front of your LED. Those outside, don't be in a hurry to leave if you've not made that decision. Make your way to the front of your LED screens. Same with the overflows. Those who are following online, here's your chance to make it right with Jesus. Hallelujah. 3. Are you coming? Keep clapping.
Crucified, laid behind a stone. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Abba.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Why do we insist that people be saved? Because that is the greatest of God's desire for man. He desires that all men be saved and that they come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Above and beyond receiving miracles, signs and wonders, he desires that men know him. That's why Jesus died. The primary reason why he died was to reconcile men to God. Then, when and if reconciled to God, they now can enjoy freely all the benefits that have come with his dying and his resurrection. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, for boldly coming to make this declaration. Lift your right hand, say after me as loud as you can. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I'm a child of God. I go from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this once. I decree and declare that you bless them the grace to remain in the faith. May it be imparted upon you. You go from glory to glory, grace to grace. I call you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please look to my right. That will be your left. There are counselors waving the placard. They will have a word with you very quickly. And then you return to your seat. Let's honor them as they go. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Rise up on your feet, everybody.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is glorified.
The Son of God is glorified.
Oh,
wonderful and glorious Jesus. The Son of God is lifted high.
One assignment, please. Go back and listen, even if it's the word session. Make it a habit to listen to it again. I know some of you have maintained, you take prophetic instructions seriously. There are those who don't care, they are forgetful. They are like the ones that the seed falls on thorny ground, or you know, the ground of rocky ground. I want you to bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. So go back and listen, discipline yourself. And listen to it again for your profiting. Have you been blessed tonight? Let's share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy follow us as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.